Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into the sizzling hot world of AI, specifically a new player called Manus.
Ooh, Manus, I've heard whispers. It's the new AI agent from China, right? The one causing a stir?
Precisely. It's been making waves, even catching the eye of tech giants like Jack Dorsey. The article we're discussing from MIT Technology Review calls it the second DeepSeek. Pretty impressive, no?
Definitely sounds like a big deal. But what makes it different from other AI assistants? Is it just another chatbot?
Excellent question. It's not just a chatbot. Unlike others based on single language models, Manus uses multiple AI models and independent agents. Think of it like a team of experts, all working together. The article highlights its ability to autonomously handle a wide range of tasks.
So it's like having a superpowered intern.
That's one way to put it. The author tested Manus with three tasks: compiling a list of tech reporters, searching for apartments in NYC, and nominating candidates for an innovation list. The results? A mixed bag, but promising.
A mixed bag, you say? Spill the tea.
Well, Manus excelled at the reporter list, even though it initially got a little lazy. But after some feedback, it delivered. The apartment search went smoothly, especially after clarifying the user's rather vague initial instructions. However, nominating innovators under 35 proved to be a tougher nut to crack.
I see. Interesting. Sounds like it still needs some fine-tuning.
Exactly. The author mentions crashes, instability, and struggles with large text chunks. Plus, it seems to get tripped up by paywalls. Got it. But here's the kicker. Manus is reportedly 10 times cheaper than Deep Research.
Whoa, that's a game changer if they can fix the bugs.
Agreed. Its transparency is a huge plus. The Manus's computer window lets you see what it's doing, which can be both fascinating and helpful for troubleshooting. It also learns and remembers your instructions, so it gets better over time. Imagine the possibilities.
This Manus, it's a bit of a wild card, isn't it?
Totally. It has its flaws, but I wouldn't necessarily write it off just yet. The author even says they plan to keep using it. It's a testament to the rapid innovation happening in the Chinese AI scene. And let's not forget that the article comes from MIT Technology Review, which seems to be a credible and reputable source.
You know, I'm genuinely excited to see where this goes. It feels like we're on the cusp of something big with AI. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's show. We'll catch you next time with more exciting discussions on cooking, technology, and finance. Goodbye.
Goodbye.